Good morning. You guys do that so well. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Will Morris. I'm the guy in the little black dress up here. I'm the pastor. Good to see you all. Several announcements before we get started. Don Boyles is heading downstairs to find the bulk of the Tongan community. I think they're practicing and have let the time get away from them, but we'll make sure they're here with us. I call your attention to the bulletin. A few short announcements. Kathy Moton is on her way up to do an announcement as well. If you were here last week, you undoubtedly saw one of these in your bulletin, and hopefully there were these available to those who didn't get them. If this is the World Communion Sunday envelope, donations can go in here. If you don't have one and you yet want to make a donation to World Communion Sunday, if you just write a check to Burns Church and put in the memo line, World Communion, something to that effect, we will make sure it gets to the place. Just to call your attention, on the back of your bulletin is a short explanation of the goal of your monies. And I'll just call your attention that the whole point of World Communion Sunday over the years has been to offer assistance to racial and ethnic minority persons pursuing various avenues of ministry. So these are folks who haven't had the opportunities, perhaps, to go to seminary. There is a breakdown at the very bottom of exactly where your money will go. So we want you to be aware of wise stewardship, and that's there for you. We'll accept these during the time of collection, which will be at either side of the communion time. And Kathy Moton is here to make an announcement about the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk.
I want each of us to go back 66 years. Some of us were on this planet and some were not, but we're going to go back 66 years. And I want you to know or reflect that the first meeting of the United Nations took place. Bikinis went on sale in Paris. The first drive-up tellers were used in Chicago, Illinois. UNICEF was founded. The first Tupperware party was held. People born 66 years ago include Sally Field, Laura Bush, Bill Clinton, Danny Glover, Donald Trump, Diane Keaton, Naomi Judd, Dolly Parton, Gregory Hines, Liza Minnelli, Candace Bergen, Reggie Jackson, Patty Duke, and Cher. People who died 66 years ago were H.G. Wells, W.C. Fields, and Gertrude Stein. Animal Farm by George Orwell was the U.S. Book of the Year. It's a Wonderful Life was a hit. Dr. Benjamin Spock published his classic book, The Common Sense Book of Baby in Care, and Harry S. Truman was president. And the world was a mess. Much of Europe and Asia had been reduced to rubble. Hundreds of thousands of families were living in tents, shacks, and the remains of bombed-out buildings. Hunger was pervasive. A searing drought in Europe during the summer of 1946 had decimated the wheat harvest. There were unprecedented numbers of refugees and displaced persons. Long before 1946, people of faith in the U.S. and Europe provided relief support to people in need. By the 1940s, there were so many relief agencies and service groups that providing the relief to others became increasingly complicated. Recognizing the chaos of the situation, the Federal Council of Churches, Foreign Mission Conference, and the American Committee of the World Council of Churches jointly established Church World Service to be the relief and service arms of all these churches in 1946. Then in 1947, Church World Service, Lutheran World Service, and Catholic Rural Life Conference created a joint community hunger appeal called the Christian Rural Overseas Program, or CROP. The program gathered actual donations of corn, wheat, rice, and beans from the United States farmers to be shared across the world. Crop friendship trains collected carloads of donated goods as they traveled across America and then were shipped overseas. Throughout the years, Church World Service has continued to learn valuable lessons about providing help to people in need, moving beyond merely providing relief to learning and understanding about the root causes of hunger and poverty and empowering people to find their own solutions to these issues. Our 66 years cannot be judged or measured with numbers. We are stories and experiences and real people. There are countless volunteers who organize crop walks, blanket Sundays, and put together health kits that have inspired others to give, care, and participate. People around the world have put their lives on the line to make a difference. In 2012, Church World Service continues to provide assistance to communities devastated by disaster. Won't you join all of us by walking? And all of our walkers have a walker form. Or sponsoring a walker. Donating canned food, which we have a box in the back, and we will give to Aurora Interchurch Task Force for immediate hunger relief in our own community. Filling a rice bag with spare change or bills, and or praying for those who are walking and for those we walk. The Aurora Crop Hunger Walk Committee thanks you in advance for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Just a reminder, this year's Aurora Crop Hunger Walk will take place Sunday, October 21st. In the past, Burns Church has had the most numbers of walkers, and that's been mainly because the Tongan community has come with us and joined us. We're hoping, and it's open to all of you who have two legs and are capable, well, even if you don't have two legs, frankly, if you want to come out and join us for a walk on Sunday, October 21st, you can help us to end hunger in this world, and I hope you will. The several other things for you, it has been mentioned last week. On Tuesday, October 16th, there'll be the final Crop Hunger Walk fundraiser, this one at Chili's. You need to have this flyer with you when you go to Chili's between 11 a.m. and 10 p.m., and they will then donate 10% of what you buy to the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. So consider that. I have it on good authority that all of you in this building eat food. Is that true? Okay, then there's really no excuse. The Kingdom Walkers will be starting today. If you want to get in practice for the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk, the Kingdom Walkers will meet today at a time that we'll announce during the coffee time, because it just depends on when we finish here. But we're going to meet at Generals Park, which is at Peoria and Colfax. It's right at the base of the University of Colorado Hospital complex. If you don't know where that is and you want to join us, ask me and we'll get you set up. We continue with our study of Mere Christianity, the Thursday night Bible study, and there's still, obviously, always, you are welcome to join us for that. Excuse me. If you're there, we will be studying the entirety of Book 4 of Mere Christianity, and then that there will also be the meeting of that group on Sunday morning as well, if you want to join us on a Sunday morning. Couple other announcements. On Saturday, October 13th, which will be next Saturday, from 10 to 12 is the clothing giveaway. If you have clothes today or any time this week, if you have them today, we're putting them down below on the first floor in front of the office underneath that table. If you come this week, if you're out doing errands, please call first. Call the office, make sure we're here so you can deliver your clothes. The setup for the clothing giveaway will begin at 8 o'clock a.m., so if you have a few hours on Saturday and can come help us set up, it's an awful lot of clothes that we take outside and make ready. And then the clothing giveaway itself will take place from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The United Methodist Men will be here starting at 10 to cook some kind of food, burgers, dogs, brats, something. Hot dogs, thank you. That's the term. from the Holy Spirit behind me. Hot dogs by the United Methodist men will be served. So come out and talk to the folks who are getting clothing. Take a look yourself. And join us for a little food as we greet our community. Today, this Sunday, is the beginning of the stewardship emphasis for this year. That's the time of the year when we talk to you about the joy of giving God's money back to God. Now, if that makes sense, great. If you are a tither, then you are right in line with the Bible. If you have fear about giving 10% of your money back to God, you're in the right place, because we want to talk to you about how you can get past that fear, what it means to be a joyful giver. So between now and November 18th, we'll be talking on and off about stewardship, about how we take care of God's resources so that it benefits God's ministries. On that Sunday, Commitment Sunday, November 18th, which is the first Sunday right after Thanksgiving, we'll ask you to bring in your commitment cards, which we will have given you by that time, so that you can, on paper, make a commitment to your church about what you're able to give to the ministries of this church for next year. And then finally, on November 3rd, I'm holding a ticket for the International High Tea of Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. This will be, for those who are discerning, this high tea will be in the British manner. It'll take place that Saturday between 1 and 4. It will benefit the Aurora Interchurch Task Force. So not only when you walk for the crop walk, but if you come to high tea, you will benefit the Aurora Interchurch Task Force. It's $15 for a single ticket, $25 for two of you to come and increase your worldliness by attending high tea at Burns Church. So please join us for that. Any other announcements for the good of our community? Kevin Condon.
I'm sorry. If anyone would like to attend a closing at Hudson Prison on November 4th, today you must give me your name, your date of birth, your driver's license number, your address, and your phone number. And we will see that you are the door opens for you when you go to the prison at 2 o'clock in the afternoon of November 4th. The event lasts for about an hour and a half, and it's very inspiring.
Thank you, Kevin. Today, as you know, is World Communion Sunday. There are a few visitors. We welcome you. I'm not going to embarrass you further by making you stand up or anything. But just a recognition of what today is, Burns Church has been here for many years, and we are now very proud to support two other congregations through our building and through our combined ministries. So today, we are Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. We are the Tonga Fellowship under the capable direction of Reverend Pelaki Lokatui. Pelaki, would you stand or raise your hand? Just there we go. Pelaki, good to see you. And also the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship. So it is wonderful to worship together, and we will be seeing the fruits of the Holy Spirit through different cultures and languages. The thing to think about for those who are unfamiliar with this service is there will be prayers in other languages beyond English. There will be a prayer in Akan. There will be a prayer in Tongan. And the thing to remember is perhaps you may not understand it. Many of you will. But we know that God is a God of many cultures and many languages. So God understands, and that's the whole point. So, having said that, how many were able to see the Rocky Mountains this morning as you looked across the sunny flanks? Anybody look at the mountains today? Some of you did? All right. Well, it was a different view from yesterday. Yesterday was pretty cloudy, kind of misty and cold. You think it's autumn today? Yeah, probably so. For Jane and I, Jane's my spouse, Friday night saw our furnace in the basement break. It would pick the perfect time. So Mark and Ellen Doctor were so kind to lend us a space heater, so we huddled in our bedroom with the space heater last night and stayed warm. The great thing is when we come together in Christian conferencing, in Christian worship, there is always the warmth of the Holy Spirit to move us together. So let me offer you an opportunity right now, as is our custom every Sunday. Again, this Sunday, I'm going to ask you to rise up on your feet as you are able and turn to those around you, preferably somebody you haven't met before. Offer a handshake or a hug and welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Welcome back. If I understand correctly, and I think I do, for those who know the patterns of Burns Church, this is the first Sunday of the month. Obviously, on World Communion Sunday, it's a pretty good idea to offer Holy Communion. We think that's a good thing, so we're going to do that today. Normally, we would have a community meal. That will not happen today, but instead, we'll have our regular coffee fellowship time. It'll be sort of enlarged, and my understanding is that's sponsored by the Tongan Youth. Is that true? Very good. Yes and no. So today, the Tongan Youth will be offering you coffee fellowship, and we'll see what that means. The great thing also is that all these folks in green shirts will be offering you an action song. And if you don't have an idea what a Tongan action song is, you're in for a treat, and you're in the right place.